as in the council, they had a meeting in Norfolk of physicians and clergy, which Agnes Sanford was the keynote speaker. She was an Episcopalian faith healer. And I'd seen Man's Inhumanity to Man. I'd seen somebody have a husband and wife were fighting and drunk, and the daughter tried to break up the fight, and the father held her down while the mother stabbed her in the face about 30 times with a butcher knife. And she gave this very beautiful, yeah, it was, but life is brutal. And she gave this very, very beautiful presentation, and it just didn't jive with my experience of human pain and suffering and evil. And afterwards, I went up to speak to her, and I'd never in my life looked at a pair of human eyes that looked like hers. I felt charismatic's the only word I can describe it. I felt totally transparent. I felt loved. I felt completely understood. I felt completely transparent. And 2 years later, I've been up all night with the delivery. I've got a busy office. I'm booked solid. And Dr. Holden's day off. And one of his patients had been in Mass General Hospital with intractable asthma. They'd given him electric shock therapy, and they sent him home to die. And Dr. Holden was going by once in a while and giving him a shot of adrenaline. And his wife wanted me to give him a shot of adrenaline. And as I told her this wasn't an emergency. I was going to finish my patients that I had scheduled in the office. And when I got in the car, my gut feeling was one of anger. What the heck good is it going to do this woman, this man, to give him a shot of adrenaline? And I picked like, I felt like I'd been picked up by the ruff of the neck and shaken. This had never happened to me before or since. I knew I had to pray for him. And I didn't know whether he was a Mohammedan or a Buddhist. And I walked in and I said, I don't have anything in my bag. It'll make any difference in your life, but if you'd let me, I'd like to pray for you. And I took his hand and I gave thanks that the power of God was at work, that he was being made new in mind, body, and spirit. And I felt like I was holding onto a high tension wire. There was a power going out of me into him that didn't belong to me. And I checked him over, gave him a shot of adrenaline, and left. Next day I was off, and he got out of bed for the first time in 5 weeks and came to my house to tell me what had happened. His wife was one of these unctuous solicitous people. The sicker he was, the more she castrated and emasculated him. And when I left, he blew up in a volcano of anger and hostility. He cussed her up one side, down the other side, spewed out all this stuff that was killing him. And he lived, that was his last asthma attack. And he lived for 14 years to die of a massive heart attack on his doorstep. And this was not a religious experience for him. I tried to talk to him about it, but I made the mistake of talking in the Society of St. Luke, which is an Episcopal faith healing society, and I had old women coming in with dropped wombs wanting me to pray that their womb would go back up and stuff like this. And I vowed I was never going to tell another soul this story, that this was not my idea, it was not my plan. It happened once, and if God wanted to use me broken and a cracked vessel as I was, I would try and be available, but it wasn't something I could do or planned.